Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking about positioning, how the Father wants to position us into key situations, key spots. Not necessarily where we think we should be, but where He wants us to be, where it would be most effective for Him. Go with me to Acts chapter 14. We're talking yesterday, we started in Acts chapter 14, where Paul was preaching at Lystra, and there was a man that needed to be, he was a cripple from his mother's womb, and Paul saw that he had faith to be healed. In verse 10, he said with a loud voice, Paul did, "Stand upright on thy feet," and he leaped and walked. And the people, when he saw this, wanted to make him and Barnabas to be gods. They wanted to call Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercury. And Paul said, "Hey, we're just men. Don't worship us." But they could hardly stop them from sacrificing them to them. But in verse 19, "And there came to the certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead." So the enemy got riled up. "Howbeit, as the apostles stood around about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch." See, the Father had repositioned him back there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The last place the enemy ever thought he would go was back to where they stoned him. And as a result of him going back there, in verse 22, he confirmed the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of the Father. See, he had the right to preach that through much tribulation, entering into the kingdom of the Father, because he look what he went through. Hallelujah. Being stoned. But the Father sent him back. He repositioned him back to where he seemed to have been defeated, but now with victory in hand. See, the Father can bring you back into a situation, into a company, into a relationship, and this time give you victory. This time give you victory. Hallelujah. In verse 23, "And when he had ordained them elders in every church, and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to Yeshua, on whom they believed." See how the Father repositioned Paul back to where he seemed to be defeated. And he could do the same with you. In Acts chapter 9, here's where Paul was knocked off the horse on his way to Damascus to kill men, women, boys, and girls that worship Yeshua. But he got saved. In verse 20, Acts chapter 9, he straightway preached Yeshua in the synagogues that he is the Son of the Father. Hallelujah. And everybody was amazed. In verse 22, Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Yeshua. And after this, many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him, and he waited at the gates to try to get him. In verse 27, "But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared to them how he had seen Yeshua in the way, and he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Yeshua. And he was with them coming in and going out of Jerusalem. And he spoke boldly in the name of Yeshua and disputed among the Grecians, but they went about to slay him." Hallelujah. "Which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus." They repositioned Paul back to where he came from. See, the Father can do that. Paul's life was being threatened, and he repositioned him back to his hometown. Then, in verse 31, as a result of this, "Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of Yeshua, and to the comfort of the Holy Ghost, were multiplied." See, he was repositioned back to where the enemy didn't want him to go, where he'd be safe. Hallelujah. It's just so important that you see that. In Acts chapter 23, Verse 11. And the night following, Yeshua stood by him, by Paul, and said, "Be of good courage, Paul, for as thou hast testified me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome." Here the father is positioning him at Rome. He could have been freed. He could have been freed, but he appealed to Caesar because he knew he had to get to Rome. In front of the authorities, the chief authority wanted to free him, but he appealed to Caesar in Rome. And so they're sending him to Rome. Exactly where the father wanted to position him. In Acts 27, verse 10, to put him on a ship to go to Rome, the enemy is paying his way. And verse 10, "And sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be hurt with much damage, not only of the lading of the ship, but also of our lives." But they didn't listen to him. Verse 14, "But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon, and when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive." Hallelujah. And verse 13, and they became exceedingly tossed with a tempest, and the next day they lightened the ship. They threw everything overboard, the cargo, everything they had overboard, just to try to make it. They were desperate. Hallelujah. And the third day, they cast out with their own hands the tackling of the ship, the sails, everything they threw away. "And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away." But then Paul got up after long abstinence, and he said in verse 22, "I exhort you, be of good courage, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship." Hallelujah. "But it stood by me this night the angel of the Father, whose I am and who I serve, saying, Fear not, for you must be brought before Caesar. I've given you all that sail with you." Then he says, "Be of good courage, because I believe the Father, that what he told me. But we must be cast upon a certain island. And when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down at midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country. And they sounded and found 20 phantoms. And when they had a little further, they found 15 phantoms." See, they're getting closer and closer. And you are closer and closer to be positioned by the Father in an area where you were born to be. Hallelujah. And he's preparing you through everything you went through. All the pressure and everything has built up an anointing for you. The only thing you have to do is turn your flesh over to the Holy Spirit, allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh, conform you to the image of Yeshua, and he'll position you in the right place. But you can't take any baggage with you. You have to give up that stuff you're holding on to. Hallelujah. And give everything to him and let him change you. In verse 31, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, "Except you abide in the ship, you cannot be saved." Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the lifeboat and let her fall off. Hallelujah. And he encouraged them to eat some food. And they cast all, verse 30, they cast all the weed into the sea. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And verse 41, "And falling into a place where the two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the forepart stuck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves." And the soldiers wanted to kill him, but the centurion said no. And they escaped and landed on an island in Melita. Here's another positioning. Here's the father positioned them on Melita. It was no accident that the storm came and they had to land on an island called Melita. In verse 2, the barbarous people were so kind to them. And Paul put his hand by the fire to put some more sticks in the fire, and a snake bit him. And it just shook it off. See, in your positioning process, the enemy doesn't want you to be positioned where the Father wants you to be positioned. He wants you to be positioned where you think you should be positioned. But when you're in the area when the Father wants you to be positioned, the enemy can't touch you. Just shake it off. And when the barbarians saw that Paul wasn't dead, they tried to make him to be a god. Hallelujah. In verse 7, "In the same quarters were possessions of the chief men of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and very courteous to them." And in verse 8, "And it came to pass that the father Publius lay sick of a fever and a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him." So when this was done, others also which had diseases on the island came and were healed. And he honored him with many honors and gave him everything that was necessary. You see how the Father positioned him on a leader, and many people were healed. It's so great when you be where the Father wants you to be. Not doing what your flesh says to do and not what some prophet told you to do. One of the biggest dangers to Christianity is prophecy by a false prophet. Especially Jezebel using a prophecy to control people. You see, you have to be very careful that, see, a prophet or a prophetess should not be giving you the daily news or something brand new. The Father should be telling you something, and all a prophet or prophetess should do is confirm what the Father already told you. A prophet or prophetess should not be in the way between you and your Father, your relationship. And be careful, be watchful. And so he finally got to Rome, and in verse 30, Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house and received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of the Father and teaching all those things which concern Yeshua with all confidence, nobody forbidding him. See, the Father positioned him in Rome, where the enemy did not want him to be. The enemy had the storm, but couldn't stop him. Tried to bite him on Melita, but it couldn't stop him. The enemy can't stop you. Father wants to position you, but remember, take no baggage. Let the Holy Spirit get rid of that baggage, whatever it may be. Hallelujah. Whatever you think you need to exist other than Yeshua, it may not be from him. Hallelujah. Let's go to Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio or just agree with me in prayer. Father, I thank you. I praise you. I love you. I worship you. I give you the glory. I ask you to touch people right now. Heal, set free. Do miracles, Father, financial miracles. Bring us all closer to you, Father. Let us be rapture ready. And we just give you the glory right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org. There's about 250 prophetic messages on there. My phone number is 772-801-3677. It's 772-801-3677. I've written 3 books. One is called Seasons, talking about the Feast of Yeshua, which are not just for the Jews, for all of us. And I just introduce you to the feast and the timing of Yeshua. We have to remember the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. We have to pray for the day around 6 p.m. Hallelujah. And the first of the week, the first day of the week is Saturday night at 6 p.m. That's when you pray for the week too. Our second book is called Noon, and the second edition, Noon Second Edition. It talks about the different months of the year on the Father's calendar. How the things he did in the Word on the months of the year on his calendar, he wants to repeat in those months. And you need to receive those. You can go to my biblical calendar page on my website, and you can find when each month begins and ends on his calendar up to the year 2020, and when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020. And so you can use that as a guide, and when the month approaches, you can receive those blessings. Also, in my book, Noon, second edition, it has different hours of the day when the Father moves. The things he did in the Word in those months, but also on hours of the day he wants to repeat. And when you know, there's an hour of the day where his healing anointing is poured out in the greater than any other hour. Of course, he can heal at any time, but these are appointments with him where he wants to just wipe out your sickness. So my third book is called Demystifying the Trinity, which is explaining the Trinity. And normally I would send you to Tate Publishing to get these books. My wife and I will give these books at cost to you just to help you out in these last days. And what you have to do, but you have to make sure you really want these books. You know, they're anointed books, but they do cost money. You want to make sure if you're really interested in these books, we want to sell them at cost to you. Just, you can go to my website, henrywalker.org, and click on contact and email me with your name and address. But you can call me again at 772-801-3677. We want to get these books into your hand. 772-801-3677. And if you miss this broadcast at 7:15 in the morning, you can hear it at 7:15 at night, the same broadcast. And you can go to WCNO.com. If you want to hear a prior broadcast, and click on demand and listen to a prior broadcast. Hallelujah. We just want to bless you and want to help you. And also, if you want to do a tax-deductible donation to this ministry, you can make out a check to New Life Revival or money order, New Life Revival, and the address will be given at the end of the broadcast. We just want to help you. And remember till next time, this apostle, Henry Walker, saying, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677 or you can write to him at New Life Revival.